The next step is to realize we, the word that in the opening of book two, I will bore you to death when I talk about that. Don't worry about it. Let's go on. Next paragraph. Explanation of this hidden relationship between these two. What for? Yes.
Explanation of the 12 tribes of the Christians. The people of Jesus had 12 emirs as rulers in authority over them. Each party followed one emir and had become devoted to its own emir from desire. These 12 emirs and their followers became in bondage to that vizier of evil sound. They put all trust in his words. They all took his procedure as a pattern. Each emir would have given up his life in his presence at the time and hour if he had bidden him die.
The problem is, this paragraph doesn't make sense anymore, but this one has a lot to say about this story. In my book, these two paragraphs are one. This is one paragraph which is opening for the next one. Next one is the important one. You have to listen carefully. I mean, don't worry, we'll be next week, inshallah. But now he's giving you the reason of all the philosophical explanation you are going to use. He said, listen, first of all, this king and the king and the vizier, they are secretly bonded. They have some secret connections. Okay? The king wants the thing to be taken care of, and the vizier is telling him that I'm working there. Why? Huh? Let's look at the other side of the coin. These are the Jews, huh? How about the Christians? Christians are the liberal ones, right? Democratic one. They are different groups. And they have 12, emir. Each group will follow this emir. Means like you people. Each group of you believe in one leader, one philosophy, one thing, right? Why 12 emirs suddenly? You could have told us 100, because we know that argument between them is going to make something. And I told you before, in the next paragraph, that he will tell you 12 orders, 12 papers, the special papers he made for each emir. He doesn't give you 12 examples. He will give you 16, 18, something like that. But he say 12. And because he cannot say 12 in Persian language, he will say 10 and 2. Because 12 doesn't go with the rhyme. He insists on that we could use another word, simple, be able to put it here, not to make it even 10 and 2, but he insists on 12. Why?
Twice six,
right? This existence has six. When we argue about it, it's as if there are 2 6 here. 2 6 is a famous word in the time of Rumi. Nowadays, you don't give a damn about it. When you say dozen, what do you say? What it means dozen? Dozen is an Arabic word, originally, is two jinn. That jinn, which is the gem, which is the source, if you double it, it will be like that. So, in the simple mind, jinn is six, twice that will be 12. It's dozen in all languages, because that's the way they could count in that time. It was easy to do with blood. So, it has a lot of sounds in it. What's wrong? It's careful. This is twice six. Two times six. And we will give it to you at 10 and 2. There were these 10 and 2 emir. And what is emir? Who knows what emir means?
Order.
Amr is order. Emir is the one who is giving order, who is in control. There are 12 of them because the people, they don't think the same. They follow in group different leaders. This guy will try to make these 12 to fight each other, not to agree with each other. He wants to make that opposition. Therefore, Rumi here will say, listen, this is the case. This guy secretly talks to the God and have chosen 12 of this because these Christians, they follow these 12. They give their life for these 12. So, what's the best way to ruin their life? Make their Amir rotten. What does that to do with you? You have some people in your mind, they order you. When you want to decide about something, you go to your intelligence. Your intelligence will bring an argument and will order you that is the best to do like that. And you never know that there is no one brain for you. You are not following one intelligence. You're having several ones. You use them as you please. You bring the argument to justify your action only. So you go to one of these logics in your mind. If you want something, and the way of getting that something is talking about unity, you talk about the unity and you ask for that. If you want that stuff and it doesn't work with unity, you go about pluralism and the differences and you ask for that. You bring no matter what argument in to justify your tendencies, your wishes based on jealousy. That is the problem. So the problem is the secret relation we don't know. We think that, okay. My thinking, oh my God, it's me. I am my thought. I'm not. I have a machine making this. It's mine. It's my brain. It's not me. My brain is me. My brain is influenced, but with the brainwash I receive all the day, time. They say something to me, they are working with my brain. I'm not the brain. I'm not even the charm. I am the breath. But here we're talking about the John, the king, and this one. Secretly, they work together. Why? Because they see that outside there are 12, more than 12 Amirs. Opposition. They argue with each other. We don't say they argue, there's a debate. Debating. What is debating? Two universes. Positive, pro and con. Right? This is dozen. 2, 6. This is those 12 Amirs. So these 12 Amirs are the nature of human being. So don't say, I don't have that. And this relationship between the John, the king, and the vizier is secret. You never know how your brain is working to find the best argument to justify what you want to say. When you want to lie, what do? You don't go and think that this is bad to lie, but I want to lie, therefore I will lie about my intentions. This is not the way to look. Somehow, whether there are some connections, will bring up the best excuse to justify your lie. So, when you are asked, why did you lie? Say, because I thought this and this and this. Why didn't you thought that and that and that, which is in your memories? You didn't use that one. Because secretly, your anima is attached to the intelligence, and the intelligence is working for survival of this. This is how it works.